In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's focus on Philippians for today's reflection. What is spoken here is a passage in the epistle that can be a great encouragement to you on how it is that we're supposed to pray, that is to go before God and be heard. Do you ever feel like your prayers are unanswered? Like you're not making progress in prayer? Like sometimes you can easily be discouraged no matter how many times you plead to God asking him for graces. This is what St. Paul speaks to the Philippians. He said, "Be nothing solicitous." In another translation, he says, "Don't worry. Don't be anxious." So he's saying, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your requests be made known to God. How are we able to make our petitions in this way? One can only pray this way if they have trust and confidence in God. If they believe that God is who he says he is, that means that God is good. As St. James says, the giver of every good gift, the Father of the heavenly lights. So if God is good, that means, and if he is a good father, which he is, it means that he already desires to give us everything that's necessary. If we have a good father, why should we be anxious as though he would not give us the things which we need? And so that's why St. Paul is able to say, even in the midst of the terrible difficulties which you are going through, and the Philippians were going through difficult times in there, which is why St. Paul was writing them this encouragement, to not worry about anything. But when they go to God in prayer, in a conversation, when they're seeking something from God, a grace, in the midst of their depression, their difficulty, their hardship, make that prayer by supplicating themselves, which is to say, surrendering themselves to God. Stretching themselves out is literally what it says. And in that stretching themselves out before God, supplicating him, to do so with thanksgiving. Most of the time when you and I give thanks to God, we only do so after we've seen the results of our prayers come to us. That is an anti-Christian principle. That's a pagan principle. And I don't think any of you are here because you're pagans. You're here because you're Christians. And so don't make your prayer requests like pagans make prayer requests. What the Christian does is recognizes that God is a good father, that he loves, that he cares, and so he desires to give every good gift to his children, the things that are necessary for them. And so the moment that you make the prayer petition, the moment that you surrender yourself by supplicating yourself before God, in the next breath, what a Christian does is says, "Thank you, God. Thank you for everything. Thank you because I know you've already worked out the answer to my prayer. Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for taking care of the one that I'm so anxious about that I know I shouldn't be anxious about. Thank you, God, because you've already done it. Because you exist in eternity, even though I'm stuck in time. So I'm going to thank you for what you've already done, God. Thank you. Because you know far better than I do how this is supposed to turn out." That's how prayer is supposed to work. You shouldn't take my word for it. That's what the scripture says. St. Paul says, it's a far better prayer than me. But just in case that's not enough, what about a saint, a holy person, one who sought God in our own times? Maybe you've heard of the servant of God, Dorothy Day. Let me give you a little snippet of her life. Remember, she's the one who founded the Catholic Worker Movement. She was a communist. She was fighting against God, fighting against her church, his church, and then had a radical moment of conversion after, sadly, taking the life of one of her unborn children. And so she has a very checkered past. But then she turned to God radically, abandoned those ways of that fought against Christ and his church, and loved to do nothing else, if you read her actual writings, than to go to Mass and to receive Holy Communion. I'll share with you something of her struggles in prayer and the confidence we're supposed to have that our believing prayer is indeed answered. This will just be her words. She writes, "Do I believe in a personal God? Yes, I do believe. Because I too have had revelations, answers to my questions, to my prayers. And if the answer fails to come, I have the assurance that God gave St. Paul and he passed on to us, where he said, 'My grace is sufficient for you.'" And what is grace? Grace is participation in the divine life. And that participation means for me light and understanding and conviction. Of course, only occasionally, but strong enough to carry me along, to lift me up out of my depression, my discouragement, my uncertainty, my doubts. The frustrations that we experience, they are exercises in faith and hope, which are supernatural virtues. With prayer, one can go on cheerfully, even happily. Without prayer, how grim would the journey be? Prayer is as necessary to life as breathing. It is drink, it is food. Then she goes on to talk about her difficult circumstance of the day. She says, "It's pouring rain today. So I stayed in, resting, feeling exhausted. You know, sorrow and grief, they really exhaust a person. Then tonight, the prayers, the rosaries I've been saying were answered. And the feeling that prayers are indeed answered when we cry out for help was a comfort in itself. I had the assurance that they were answered, though it might not be now. I would not perhaps see the results. But praise be God, the God of all consolation, for he comforts us in the midst of our afflictions and enables us to comfort those who are in trouble with the same consolation that we have received from him." St. Paul says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Suffering draws us to prayer, and we are comforted, or at least we are strengthened to continue on in faith, hope, and charity. And then she concludes with this prayer. She says, O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. Lord, hear my prayer. Let my cry come unto you. In you I have hoped, and never let my hope be confounded. All I have on earth is you. What do I desire in heaven besides you? And that they should have you, and find you, and love you too. Those you have given us, sent us, our children, our flesh and blood. May they cry out for you, the living God. No one comes to the Father through me. You have said this, Jesus. Draw them, I beg you. I plead with you, so that they will run in the odor of your ointments, that they will taste and see that the Lord really is sweet. Let them seek and find the way, the truth, and the light. Isn't that a beautiful prayer? Beautiful way of praying. Do you pray that way? If you don't, there's a model. If you want prayers to be answered, if you want to pray like somebody who isn't a pagan, don't wait to give thanks to God when you supplicate yourself to our loving Father. Don't wait to thank him until after you've received the gift. The Christian goes with God with confidence. And so the Christian is able to thank God even when they can't see the results of their prayers, because they know their loving Father knows what it is that they need and ask for even before the words hit their mouth. And that even before those words are spoken, that God is already beginning to answer that prayer, because he's a loving Father. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.